Adequate notice.
Let the minutes show that adequate notice of this meeting as required by PL 1975, Chapter 231, has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press and the Times of Trenton, posted on the Township Bulletin Board and filed with the Township Clerk on the same date.
Okay. Anything else we need to do with the notice, or is that satisfied?
Please be advised that pursuant to New Jersey Administrative Code Section NJAC 5:39-1(4)D and NJAC 5:39-1.7, all individuals giving sworn testimony must appear both video and audio. Pursuant to NJAC 5:39-1.4, members of the public must submit comments to the board secretary by electronic mail at ljacus@millstonenj.gov or in written form at 470 Stagecoach Road, Millstone Township, New Jersey, 08510, at least 2 business days prior to the meeting date. Comments timely submitted shall be read aloud at the meeting, audible to all meeting participants and the public, subject to the same time limits as are placed on public comment.
Okay, thank you. Would everyone please stand and join us for the flag salute? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thanks everybody. Linda, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Beck? Ms. Curtis? Not here. Ms. Butch?
I'm here.
Okay. Mayor Dorfman?
Here.
Deputy Mayor Grabelia?
Here.
Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Ms. Oxley? Not here. Mr. Pato? Not here. Vice Chairman Pepe? Not here. Ms. Penny? Not here. Mr. Youngs?
Here.
And Mr. Zeiner?
Present.
Okay, thank you very much. First thing on our agenda is approval of our minutes from the April 14th meeting. I believe those were distributed. I think, Linda, you distributed those?
I did, yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Would anyone like to motion to approve those minutes?
Motion.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Excellent. Yeah. Linda, do you have that? Do you want everyone to use their names? What's
if you don't mind, just
Kevin. Kevin.
And Kevin and Bobby.
Okay, thanks. You'll get the hang of the voices in a couple more meetings.
Yes.
All right, no problem. So we have a motion and a second. Any comments or suggested revisions? Seeing none, Linda, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Ms. Butch?
I'm confused. If I can, yes. Yeah.
Well, the mayor's here, so.
But the mayor wasn't in attendance. Mayor wasn't in attendance of the meeting.
He can abstain. Oh,
okay, so he abstains. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, Linda, Pat is just a guest as a member of the public today, really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I am not voting.
Deputy New Mayor Grabelia?
Yes.
Chairman Newman?
Yes.
And Mr. Youngs?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next on our agenda is public comment. If there's anyone as a member of the public that would like to be heard on something that's not otherwise scheduled for discussion by the planning board, this is your opportunity to be heard. Please raise your hand. Linda, I'm not seeing any participants with their hand raised. Are you?
No, I'm not.
All right. Yeah, neither am I. Okay. All right. So we'll close the public comment portion and move on to substantive matter, review and recommendation of Millstone Township Municipal Open Space Grant Application for the Clarksburg Cultural Center Phase 3. Is there someone available to go through that with us?
Okay, I can do that, Mr. Chairman, if you'd like.
Okay, and just please confirm, obviously, your name for the record, and I appreciate your input.
Pat Butch, Millstone Township, 40 Prodelin Way, Millstone Township. Yes, this grant was a grant that was submitted to the Monmouth County Park System in 2019. That year, they had an overwhelming number of grant submissions, and they selected a number of towns that had received many multiple grants over the years and asked them to sit out so that other municipalities who have never put in an application before would be able to move forward with their applications. So we sat out and this was put on the shelf. We did receive a letter from them saying that it was a very worthy application, but due to the circumstances, they were unable to fund it that year. Please put it in on a following and another round so we could consider it again. So the township committee decided this year that this was the year. Last year, we put in the park system, the park, Millstone Park grant, and that this year we would go back to this grant and resubmit in 2021. The grant is for the Clarksburg Cultural Center, phase three. It is a grant that will develop the park to make it give it the amenities so that it'll be a better facility for programming for the residents of Millstone. It will add to the site on the Caddy property that was purchased in 2018. It'll add parking spots, ADA parking as well. It will add the building that is there, the one room schoolhouse, has been determined to be structurally sound. And we have gone through the process of going to the State Historic Preservation Office, as well as the park system and Green Acres, to make sure that we could then take the building down, since it is a building that was built in 1840s. They have all agreed that it should, since it's not structurally sound, it should come down. And we've agreed that we would like to put up a structure that is of the same footprint. We'd like that structure to be as close as possible to the site that it currently sits. We will recognize the building and its historic significance in interpretive signage in the front of the building. That building will then house two ADA bathrooms, running water, which the site has none of. It will have a park office and interpretive center where we will, on the walls, we will celebrate all of our history and maps that go back from to the 1800s, et cetera. We'll put our history on the walls. We'll advertise and have information for the public about recreation resources in town, passive trails, and also our history and historic sites. So there will be a room in the back, which would be the maintenance room, which all the facilities, the HVAC and all of the electric panel and all that will be in there. And we'll have some storage in that building, in that site. Attached to the side of this building will be a shed roof. Underneath the shed roof will be a bicycle repair station. And that station will have the fix-it tools so that if a biker has a flat tire, this is a bicycle bike, has a flat tire, they'll be able to fix it there. They'll be able to put air in their tires. They'll be able to work on any repairs there that they need. They'll be able to use the bathroom. There'll be a water fill. They can fill their bottles of water and then go on their way. That site has been identified by Strava, which is a bike data collections group, that there are thousands of cyclists that pass that site every year. It's well-traveled, as we all know, because we see them going through on the weekends, big droves of bike cyclists. So the grant will then also go over to the church and will repair the bell. The bell that is in the church is definitely, we should want to save that, but it is right now resting on some wood that is very rotted. So that wood needs to be replaced, and we have someone who will do that work. It's a specialized field. So that will be done, and there will be some repairs done to the steeple siding. So that is the basic. We'll also be putting underground electric to the site, a new septic field, a new well, and some lighting that will make the facility safe for people to go in and out. So they will then gain on-site parking instead of on the road parking. And we have about four spaces there right now, and that will increase the spaces to be approximately 30 parking spaces. So the Clarksburg church that is there, which is now part of the center, will be able to be used for programming, reenactments, poetry reading, music entertainment facility. That facility seats approximately 125 people. So with that, I'd like to ask if you have any questions, and I'd be happy to add to it. And Matt is here, who has provided a conceptual map plan for you to review. So you have that in front of you.
Yes, thank you. And that was distributed, so we appreciate that. I only had one question. Obviously, this sounds like a fantastic opportunity and endeavor, and thank you for quarterbacking it for us. The dollars that you anticipate getting for this, the open space grant, what percentage of the work you described does that cover?
Okay, the whole entire project, we have estimated to be $555,000. Now, we have done, a very good job of making sure that it's not going to be more than that. We think we can do it for the $500,000, which is actually what the grant, we're asking for a grant of $500,000 total. It is a one match. So we would be receiving $250,000 and we would be putting in $250,000 from the Open Space Trust account.
Okay. So I would like to hear from the mayor on this.
Mr. Chairman, Township Committee is supportive of this project. The usage as described is something that we think would be valuable to the community, and particularly with the funding partner that this would be based upon, would be a valuable project to the community.
Thank you.
The record should reflect that Mr. Pepe has joined the board.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. The action that, Pat, that you're seeking from the planning board is confirming my authority to sign the grant support letter that you had submitted and Linda had distributed?
That's correct. And as I had said, that was a letter that you can amend any way that you would like or use it as is. It was to get you a start understanding the process and the project.
Okay. And I thought the letter was fine with a couple of changes we talked about, specifically just spelling out the Clarksburg Cultural Center, simply because the reference to CCC, while it's obvious to you, it took me a little while to figure out, what does that one stand for? Another one I don't understand.
I think it's in the grant about 100 times. So we did start out in the grant spelling it out and then giving it the abbreviation. So I'm sorry that I neglected to do that.
No, that's okay. It's all good. And the letter, in my opinion, is fine. So unless there's any comments or questions from any of the board members or professionals, I would anticipate, Pat, that at this moment you'd be looking for a board member to make a motion to authorize myself as the planning board chairman to sign the proposed letter, which is supporting the grant that you're seeking. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Would somebody like to make that motion?
I'll move it.
Okay. That was Jeff on it and Nancy seconding it.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Linda, that's the last time I'm helping you, by the way.
Okay.
First and last. Sorry. I just want to, I want to get credit for one. All right. Otherwise, like I said, you'll figure out the cadence of everybody soon enough. All right. We have a motion. We have a second. Any comment or any other suggestions? I only have one codicil to the motion. I think the motion should authorize me to sign it electronically and scan it to Linda tonight, if that's okay, Pat.
It is, and actually all of the letters are being submitted that way this year because of COVID. They've changed the process.
Okay, so perfect.
Perfectly fine. The only thing I have to give them hard copies of is the township resolution and the things that have a certification or a seal on them. Okay. So it's like three documents that are going in person and the rest are all just going the way you described.
All right. Well, subject to us voting affirmatively, which you never know, you could go either way. I'll have it signed and scanned over. So we have a motion. We have a second. We have an understanding that I can sign it electronically. Linda, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Mayor Dorfman?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Gribalia?
Yes.
Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Vice Chair Pepe?
I didn't really hear it, so
okay.
You know.
My car wasn't that fast.
Mr. Ziner?
Yes.
Mr. Youngs?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Chris, I was sure you were going to dispute my ability to sign it and scan it.
Never.
That was a softball, buddy.
Mr. Newman, could I ask that you, if you have the ability to do it tonight, I'd really appreciate that tonight, yep. Linda, because I am planning on submitting it tomorrow. So if I could have it tonight to add it to all of the USBs that I have to put it on, that would be helpful.
No problem. You'll have it tonight, and I'll copy Chris so that he can be assured that I have the skill of scanning.
Okay. Thank you so much, everybody.
You're welcome. So, Linda, I don't see anything else on our agenda of old, newer executive session. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up? No? Okay. And would you?
We may have an application next month for a small building on Route 33. We will find out in a week or so.
Okay. Good. And, Mike, nothing on your end for additional
business? On my end.
Okay, good. One last thing, Linda, would you just confirm for us the date of the next meeting?
Fourth Wednesday. It was second Wednesday.
Wednesday. I want to say June 9th, but I'm not
June 9th.
Sure. Yes.
Okay. And you should know you everything's fine. Just can't hit my wife's birthday. So you her birthday is in June, which you should know that.
I'll mark that down. Yes.
Is that what?
Getting tougher and tougher.
Yeah, well, I want to make sure that Linda and I start on the right page, because Pat already got me a little confused. I promise I'll let us go in a second. Pat got me very confused when she wrote Mitch and Linda. My wife's name is Linda. So I'm looking at this. Why is Pat writing to me and my wife? Where is that coming from? So that was me and my wife enjoyed that one for a few minutes. So thank you for that laugh. Then I had to figure out, there's a new Linda in town. All right. Anyway, thank you all, everyone. Motion to adjourn. I'll make it. Is there a second?
Sure, I'll make it.
All right, excellent. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm glad Chris was here to second that motion.
Exactly. All right, I have a lot of value tonight. Goodbye.
Good night. We are adjourned.
Good night. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Bye-bye.